of terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
I wonder what you got, you rascal.
Thank you.
Now watch this.
I wonder what you got.
You're gonna see some serious shit.
I wonder what you got.
Watch this.
And I wonder what you got, you rascal.
Shoot people. Like I need to be moving when I that
recording.
No, from standing still or like I'll miss. But if you let me like actually make a motion to grab my gun and shoot, I'll hit you in the face from way across there. But if you have me standing still, it'll just whiz right past.
You do the tuck and roll and then shoot again.
Yeah, the whole thing. I gotta do like a flip and the hole and pop up. I'm a maniac is what I am. But I like the rolling start though. It's cool. Supposed to get to.
Should I open?
Yeah, so I mean, just we just start talking about anything, and then we can.
Well, I like to do intros too.
You want to do an official intro?
Well, it doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be classy. The last thing we want to be on this show is classy.
Well, like even this right now, this could be the.
So
patrol log and the banter, and then I'll sit down and go.
Yeah. He kicks in after the second hit of the blunt. Sometimes the third, it depends on the dosage. We're still playing with the chemistry to get it right. But anyways, welcome back to the show. I'm Jake Hayes, also known as Jake Hayes, also known as a badass motherfucker. This is my co-host, co-founder, co-producer. We're giving ourselves all the titles, okay? We make the show happen. We're here. I just got back from the 4th of July. It was pretty fun. Newport Beach.
Yeah, he's a lobster.
I was watching Tim Dillon from Yacht. It wasn't my yacht, but I like to pretend that it was. But, you know, the point being
that's how you start. It's how you
get there. It is. It's about manifesting and thinking positive. And you gotta act successful if you want to be successful. You know what I like about listening to Tim Dillon is, like, I get good business and life advice from the guy, you know? Like, because he tells you how it is. He's like, listen, everything's a scam. And once you understand that and accept that, it doesn't mean you have to become a scammer. But, you know, it's like, what do they say over yonder? You got to have a hustle. No, it's true, though. It's true. You got to
just talk about it.
Say ABC. It's always for ADH. You know,
you got to have a hustle, man. We ain't just like what 50 said. You know, we all from the same place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We ain't had much. Then you had to hustle. If you're willing to hustle, you can fucking, you just keep on moving and you can make shit happen for yourself every day. Close the door so we don't get to look at this outside.
I think it's true no matter the level of,
no matter where it is.
The level of business or the level of success, though. It's always networking. It's always, like entertainment, man. It's half people, more than half the people making shit should not be making shit. They make shit. That's all they know how to make.
People make people. You get to see those people get shit made. Because of a conversation that somebody had with somebody else, or just like a chance meeting, or a positive meeting that was planned, or that type of shit. It's all about the, you know, the schmooze factor. The same way you could talk your way out of shit, you could definitely talk your way into a lot of shit. And you got people that are willing to take chances on you as long as somebody that they respect is willing to take like the same chance type of shit. Basically, anybody in Hollywood or music and shit that has the juice to give you like the chance, they'll do it if somebody that they respect or admire is like, yeah, It's like basically in the old days, if you went on Johnny Carson and you did your set and he gave you the nod and the thumbs up, that was basically everybody he gave the nod and thumbs up to got a sitcom.
Yeah.
He didn't give it out that many times, but all of them got either movie deals or TV shows, all of them. Everybody that he looked over was like, that was good type of shit.
Right, and then that was
saw somebody every night.
To move on. And, you know what's cool about now is I think you can think beyond the sitcom, or even stand-up comics, you know, they think, oh, I used to need a special on, you know, now it's Netflix, but it used to be Comedy Central, yeah. HBO, whatever. We're so past that now.
We're not even necessarily like a show or movies, just their stand-up career just becomes, the shit. They become known as a stand-up. Like, yeah. It was kind of like him giving you the nod was the people who, the movers and shakers saw that nod.
Right.
So now it's okay. Right. Sorry, Johnny said it was okay.
Now it's a weird time now because there's no rules. And I think that's what I want to tell other actors, comedians, performers, podcast people, whatever the fuck you're trying to do, is like, there's no boundaries. You don't have to do what the path used to be. You can make it yourself. Now, the financing is always the hard part. That's been my struggle, is learning, like, okay, how do you, if you want to do it yourself, do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, it is about building your own pirate ship. I'm stealing that from Sam Tripoli, of course, but it's true. It's like, you got to start somewhere. And then it's about finding the right money people. You know, once you have an idea, develop it. And, you know,
well,
at that point, it's like hitting on a girl, you know.
The key to financial success.
Selling yourself.
It's just, you want to do the very best you can to be Jewish. But if
that doesn't hurt.
You can't do that. That was, that reminds me of the other guys.
Being Jewish never hurt anybody, okay?
So if you want to avoid any confrontation with law enforcement, the first thing you want to do is avoid being black or Hispanic.
Preferably, you want to be a Freemason, because then
it's fucking,
they do a tip of the hat, and then they walk.
Hey, you know what? I like that we're freestyling with this play. I took some pictures, and I should have sent them to you. I was walking here, and you know my neighborhood here. You've been around. I'm in South LA, and Jake is from the Midwest, but he's out here. You know, he lives in LA now. But I live in South LA, and he spends a lot of time with me on this side, with me and my people, my friends and all that stuff. And he eats where we eat, and he goes where we go. And he even dog sits for me and all that stuff when I have to travel. Yeah, everybody knows Jake. Like, everybody over here.
Well,
knows
now you're
Jake.
Making me sound nice, and I don't
like that. No, like, everybody in the hood, like, all the little thugs and shit, they all know Jake. And they all fuck with Jake. Like, oh, that's the homie Jake. Like, real shit. Like, dude, you went to James Bond's funeral and shit. Like, you're part of the group. But I was walking a little further than we usually walk. We kind of stay in the grid when we're walking the dog. But I walked outside the grid because I went to go meet up with my homie that was fixing his car down the street. And I wanna show you these pictures now. We could just do it now. We're doing this.
By the way, this motherfucker bought a snake, two snakes. So you're not crashing on this couch anymore.
Why they were given to me? Nobody buys snakes.
See, I wonder why.
I'm from a level of society or class, fringe class, if you will, like Frank Little, where I don't pay for exotic pets or like.
He just borrows them from
or the car parts and like the really cool things in life, like all that shit that comes up, like I don't pay for shit. Like I just kinda get it. I don't steal it per se, but I just kinda get it.
I feel like in about 10 years, for some reason, we won't have spoken in like a year or 6 months, and then all of a sudden I'm gonna run into you at like a Target and you're gonna have like a pet Bengal tiger, and it's gonna be like the ex what are the magicians with the tigers?
Oh,
it's like one of those Siberian ones.
Siegfried and Roy.
And you're like in sweatpants and fucking flops. And you got this thing like it's your fucking chihuahua. And you're just like, hey, bud, how you been?
Cargo shorts.
Yeah, cargo shorts.
I'm always in cargo shorts.
Sorry, yeah.
But I took this, I'm the first guy to get laid in cargo shorts since Nam. But I took this video when I was walking with my dog a little outside of where we walk. And I made sure to take this video because I needed to show you this. I don't even know who those these pictures. Dude, now we're in South Central Los Angeles. Like all the stuff you heard, all that shit's true. This is it. This is where crack came from, all that shit. And I was walking down the street about 5 minutes from here, and I saw this sign. And is it possible if we can just insert this one picture into the?
Yeah.
Okay. But dudes, and I'm like, what is
Prince
this?
Hall affiliate or?
Yeah.
Or jurisdiction.
Okay. But it looked like it's a plain brick building. that nobody's ever occupying the front of. They're using like the back door to this thing.
Does that say NASA of Freemasonry?
Bro, it helped, that hold on. Let's take another picture. Masonic Temple 410. Yeah. This project is funded in part by funds from Historic Preservation. Okay, but the building is very well kept and it looks simple, right? But nobody's ever in there. There's nobody to talk to. Mm. There's no door to go to. But it's always
a historic building.
No, it's open and the lights are on.
Oh, that's weird. It's Scottish Rite Cathedral.
Dude, but that shit's right here. That's like, we could see it from the corner. It's right here. And I was like, what the fuck? But then when I kind of think back, I remember being a little boy passing those buildings and seeing people going in and out of them.
Back in the day.
And even if it was a historical type of thing, they would barricade it up better than that. They just kind of got like an accordion fence thing there. They would have something rolled down. Like, you could see into the foyer of it, and there's lights on.
Like a lobby.
Yeah, like there's something going on.
Yeah, there's a, I think it depends, like, which chapter and which branch it is. Like, and also, you know, there could be guys where the majority of them at the lodge don't know about anything. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's like the 10 who are in on it, you know, that are part of the larger shit. Because it's like a corporation, right? Like, you just need the CEO, or not even just the CEO, but like somebody in a executive or management branch to be corrupt or have a evil, like, oh, we abuse the loyalty of the CFO class, you know.
The CFO, the guy running the money. He's the guy.
CFO. Yeah.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, it's a fucked up world. There's a lot, I mean, I find it cool and interesting from a history standpoint and seeing, like, the old buildings. You can't drive anywhere in the Midwest without, like, any small town without seeing a Freemason symbol or usually a chapter that's still going on. I mean, it's, like, a couple of veterans who are in their 90s running it at that point. I don't think they're running shit. But you've seen that video. It's like the Masons at, I think, at Prince Albert Hall. That's why they're saying they're affiliated with that. That's the royalty. I'm pretty sure the royal... I forget the details, but I'm vaguely correct, which is really the name of this podcast, Vaguely Correct. You know, we get the general idea. Sometimes the details are a little murky because we're smoking pots. But overall, archetypically, we're correct, and that's the key takeaway.
Our motto is, you get the gist.
Exactly.
No. Also, in the theme of random kind of weird buildings, right? So I got, you know, some legal shit going on. And so I had to go to the city of Riverside, Riverside County, to their courthouse. And also, I'd like to bring up that I'm one of the people who believes that maybe 100 years ago or so, they changed all the calendars and added 1,000 years. Because everything is marked differently before that. But anyway, this building, which I didn't get to take a picture of because my phone had died, but I can Google it for you. It claims to have been erected in 1910. And here's the thing. I'm kind of familiar with the sprawl, urban sprawl. I'm familiar with the way Southern California, from LA on out, I'm kind of familiar with the pace and the time at which it spread out and how. Like, whether, you know, agricultural shit, all this. But I'm going to show you something, and it's not like a video or nothing, so, and I'll send you a picture of it. Hopefully it's something that we can show without too much editing.
At some point, we're going to have to cut away to the Malcolm X poster, because that's new.
So then I wanted to show you.
Reformed Malcolm X when he mellowed out the unsmoked pot.
No, that's White Man is the Devil Malcolm X. Right? Oh, okay. That's my favorite Malcolm.
Let's try to take that first.
But it's this, because this building here, and I want you to kind of blow it up and look at it, and it's all ornate.
Yeah.
And the shit all on top, and it says, you know, erected in 1910, and it says that on there. And anything, whenever I see dates going along with buildings that look like this, I immediately go to all the World's Fair shit. I truly believe that this building was there already. I don't believe that anybody would have a reason to build a building this in 1910, just the way things were being built in Southern California. Nobody would have a reason to build a Gothic Roman column ornately shit. Nobody would have.
Unless you're rich, though, I would say.
But not in Riverside. Not in Riverside 110 years ago. No.
I think the rich always have the aesthetic for the old empire, so I think there's at least an argument. Like, I'll put
there
it this way.
There was no money there. In 1910, there was just, Riverside wasn't a booming place. It's still a fucking suburb of LA, and it's very small. Very, very small. To the effect that the county sheriffs they police every city in the county of Riverside. Mm. They don't even have individual fucking cities with cops or police stations and shit. It's that type of thing. Gotcha. But, it's roughly like 70 or 80 miles from Los Angeles. Los Angeles, which was pretty much apart from San Francisco, it was the only other really booming metropolis of a city for the time in California. There were cities, yes, but I'm talking about the booming cities. The booming cities were always the port cities. California only has like three. San Diego, LA, ended up in San Francisco up in the Bay. So those were like the big cities with bridges and a lot of people and industry going on, right? So my thing is, if LA, which was established in like 1780 or something, but wasn't like, but then the Industrial Revolution didn't really happen until like the late 1800s. And then it become sprawl, and it was still a lot of heavily Mexican influence, like, because this was Mexico here. All of California and all that shit was Mexico. Basically, everything we consider... everything we consider the Southwest, all the way to Texas, not Texas, and then up to Canada, all that at one time was Mexico.
Well, they were mistaken.
Holy spider. Got the fuck out of here. without me getting too serious or nothing, like, but my whole thing is, roughly 15 years ago, there's no reason for this building to have been built that far from Los Angeles, yeah, is the point I'm making. When the courthouses in Los Angeles and the city hall in Los Angeles weren't as ornate as this. That Riverside is one of those cities that kind of seems kind of off the beaten path, and there had to be other bodies of water that were moving there, that some kind of changed, you know, over eons and shit. But I'm a firm believer of the Tartarian thing, and those built, a lot of those buildings just did not get torn down and built. People just kind of took them over and lied about when they got built. You see, when you go to cities like San Francisco, you see it, and you see the weird shit up on top, like electrical, you know what I mean? It's some kind of weird conduit shit, and all you see it in certain areas of the city.
Oh sure, yeah.
And it's like, and when you really think about it, I know that there was a giant influx of, and because of all the stuff being the people that were striking it rich in California, there were a lot of people with money in California, and I get that, and I also get the giant influx of European immigrants in the late 1800s and early 1900s to the United States. I get that part too. That still does not explain ancient architecture. Ancient architecture shouldn't be there.
Yeah, no, I mean, Balboa Park, that's how I feel about Balboa Park in San Diego. I do think
it's
that
there's still there one.
So there's a story.
So you know.
But that's its own, that's gonna be its own thing. When I was a kid, I used to think, not all the time, but I remember having a distinct moment of I'm either a genius or I'm insane. But I never considered both could be true. So, or neither.
Okay.
I'm just an insane idiot. That's also a possibility. But no, I had that thought at one point, because when you have weird shit happen to you your whole life, just being a witness to it is really like where you develop the wisdom too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a special person, but I've had weird shit happen to me and you learn from that. And especially looking at history, I'm constantly looking at it in different ways, which is healthy anyway. You know, I think even if we weren't living in times of like, you know, all these theories coming about, it's just healthy to question your sense of reality, as long as you don't go crazy doing it, I guess. But like, yeah, the Balboa Park shit, lots of the East Coast. I mean, there's that city, I forget what it's called now. It's like on a Tartarian style or era map of North America, mostly the East Coast. And all that's left is a round tower, which is pretty traditionally European.
Star towers.
There are star forts, but I'm talking about a cobblestone round tower. And,
gotcha.
It's not Newgrange. There's some name to it. I think it starts with an N. Anyway, you can look it up. Norumbega. There we go. So Norumbega is a really interesting thing that definitely existed pre, 1600 in 1700, like, you know, colonization, whatever the fuck. So I do think that, yeah, there was probably lots of different cultures here. I mean, even amongst Native Americans, there's, you know, it's different tribes. It's not all one big group and all that. But even beyond that, I think there's definitely different levels of society that were in North America. You know,
absolutely.
And who knows how long they were living in the ruins of, you know, like I said, Balboa Park, such like this. Even with, you should take me to Riverdale sometime so I can see what you're talking about.
Riverside.
Or Riverside, sorry.
No. I mean, and here's the thing. It was only that building. Every other building around it was modern. There was an old red brick building next across the street from it that was probably, it's probably 100 years old or so. And it's in the style of shit that was built 100 years old or so. Like, no other building or structure in the entire area vaguely resembles it.
Yeah.
I mean, World's Fair level. Didn't even go in. I'm just talking about the way it looked on the outside.
I am open to, like, old families, you know, having their stake in the Americas, building, you know, I think we still build stuff.
Who was making that shit? Because, see, none of that stuff was being made in Europe anymore. That shit was very, very old in Europe. They weren't still making buildings that way in Europe. When we got a lot of, like, when your people came over here from Europe, that was, like, probably Victorian era Europe. When you're anybody, I don't know, you probably know directly when your family came over here. It's awesome.
Not the Mayflower, but the second boat, whatever.
What was the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
No, that's the wrong guy. It's the third one.
You know, I'm fucking around. It was the Spirit of St. Louis.
The Spirit of White Powers.
Oh, fuck. There was just a shit ton of European people coming over here. But my thing is that the European architecture of the time was not that. That wasn't it. That's not what they were building in Europe. So and the working class, the people that would have been building those buildings, that was the influx of fucking immigrants. And so even if they were copying the shit they were doing there, it wouldn't have been that. It wouldn't have been Roman fucking columns and ornate shit all up on the top and certain shit placed in certain way. They would not have been.
So they
definitely wouldn't have made something that would still be up like that now. No fucking way.
So you don't think the royal families, for example, and the lords and whatnot wouldn't have any access to certain old school cults of masonry that could do that kind of stuff?
I think they would. I just don't think that they did that. I firmly believe that there was a very technologically and architecturally and probably in a whole bunch of other ways, society of people that was not defined by the color of their skin necessarily. And I think that it spread throughout the known world, including what we call the Americas. I think that people are lying about the age of a lot of structures throughout the Americas. And all that, remember all that shit?
Well, I agree with that.
With those mounds being, you know, there's that's
earth mounds,
I mean, they buried fucking shit. They buried like cities and ruins and like just made it something else. They just act like it's something else. They've dammed rivers and overflowed canyons
and the
Grand Canyon, the Colorado River, and all that different shit. They literally, in all these sites, with very, very little research, you can see how in the early part of the 1900s, people were finding, and this is all in newspaper articles and shit. This isn't like encyclopedia shit. And these are newspaper articles about people finding the skeletons of giants and bones of giants and these different civilizations and Egyptian ruins. The guy who found the, who's that guy's name? He ended up getting poo-pooed out of fucking science and all kind of stuff. And I'm gonna send that to you too. But the guy claimed to have found all kind of Egyptian relics in the Grand Canyon area.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, and why is, if the Grand Canyon has nothing to do with ancient Egypt, why is so much of it named after Egyptian shit?
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Why are so many of the cliffs and different rock formations, why do they look like just, you know, aged, weathered, pharaonic structures and sphinx heads and it looks like that, and it looks like deteriorating fucking pyramids and shit. It's all in the right order and shit.
Yeah, and like it just makes sense from my understanding, like all the occult philosophies, even if you don't go there, but looking at occult stuff, it's very interesting. They all believe that we traveled all over the earth, especially the ancients, and then beyond that, that the earth's connected through like these tunnels and shit.
And the walls, going across the wall, there's openings within all the walls. It's more like a jigsaw puzzle or a rat maze than just, you know, yeah, there's an ice wall, yeah, and there's openings. There's big, giant openings and causeway. And I think that's the part of the world where your boat will get shot out of the water. If we had enough money to, like, because we couldn't charter it, nobody would do it. We'd have to buy our own boat and pay a crew and captains to take us where we want to go. And there'll be a certain point when, if we're in the
it's
wrong
like a
place,
5 mile distance.
Yeah, we ain't gonna make it alive if we go past a certain point. And that's just telling you something. I mean, that just tells you way, way more than just. I mean, we probably go on an international trip that I heard from you. I want to do some. What do they call them? What kind of journalism is that? Investigative journalism, but like kind of on the ground in some of these places. I know we need funding for that, but I think if we get a few shows going, we could get some sponsorship for that. That'd be kind of awesome. Cause I'm down to go up to Mount Shasta and let's just go, bro.
Yeah, expedition unknown.
Let's go to Mount Shasta. Let's go to the fucking little Roswell city. Not Roswell, the Rothschild city. That, what is that? Felicity, California. Let's go to the fucking Grand Canyon. Let's see where we can go. Let's see how far we can wander. Let's check some shit out. Let's go to all those different weird black hole sites, gravity pit sites, and like I told you, I'll do anything but look for Bigfoot. But if stuff starts to point to Bigfoot, bro, I'll go with it. I think it's pretty awesome.
We need a big gun to take out Bigfoot. That's all.
I think Bigfoot would be kind of cool. I don't think he would fuck with us. I think Bigfoot.
That's not what I've heard.
I think Bigfoot would be a bro.
Maybe.
I think he'd get it.
There was a story I saw recently of this old guy in somewhere, doesn't matter, middle of nowhere. And he started noticing this white deer. And they're like, oh, it's kind of a unique looking deer. And then the next time it showed up, it was getting closer, just staring right at him. And then finally he said, hey, you're getting too close. Get back, he yells at him. The deer turns into Bigfoot, he says. And then he's kind of like, okay, I get it. And he walks away.
Oh, fuck.
So
Bigfoot could be a shapeshifter then.
Well, it reminds me of the Skinwalker shit. Because that's the thing. You get deep into Bigfoot lore, it goes back to or very parallel to Skinwalker type shit. So I think when people say there's an interdimensional element, which sounds out there or whatever, with like the Bigfoot shit, another story, this guy talked about how he was hunting, or he was getting done hunting, he was headed back to his truck or something. He runs into Bigfoot and a wolf man. So it's basically a werewolf looking thing. And they're talking to each other, but like telepathically. And all of a sudden, he freezes, he can't move. And the Bigfoot's debating whether or not to kill him. And then apparently he hears telepathically that the werewolf guy is saying to the Bigfoot, no, he's not going to hurt us. Like, he's just trying to go home kind of a thing. So then, you know, they unfreeze him, let him go, whatever. Now, here's the thing. It sounds wild, but I've heard so much shit that connects to the intersecting line between all the weirdness throughout human history, including modern paranormal shit, in my view, is the witchcraft shit. And I know that sounds out there, but it's the only thing that makes sense. Like, you get these weird satanic ritual abuse cases of, like, people coming forward and being like, how is that, like, this, you know, witchcraft, whatever the fuck, ceremony, ritual in the middle of the woods, and the alien Greys were there, and Bigfoot was there, and all this wild shit, and vampires, and I always go back, and werewolf people or whatever. So if that shit's real, the only way it makes sense is because it's supernatural. You know, all the pagan shit you study throughout human history.
Supernatural, like,
you get weird creatures.
What? I mean, in what definition of supernatural?
Well, quite literally, in some sense, the demonic and witchcraft, but in other sense, it's still that. It's under that umbrella, but I'm referring to the genetic hybridization of all kinds of shit we don't even begin to understand. Just like UFO technology. It's so beyond our understanding, it seems impossible and magical. Yeah. But I always posit, why do certain archetypes, like the vampire myth, it's a very specific archetype, if you think about it. Why should that be a universal if there's not some seed of truth to it? So I don't go like, oh, it's like the way it's depicted in media, but it gives you it starts to paint a picture when you put all the like recognizable details next to each other. You know, like with any, you know, whether it's conspiracy or just research or whatever you want to call it, if you think of things in this way and you study it from that perspective, it gives you like an archetypal understanding of what you're dealing with. You know, whatever the real world shit is, I do think it's real. I've seen enough of the supernatural, paranormal, whatever word you want to use, to believe in it. Some people are going to use, you know, more science-ish terms like, oh, it's interdimensional or whatever, but it's the same phenomenon.
Yeah.
So I just speak from it from my perspective.
I like supernatural as a phrase. And I like it. I like your definition of it.
And it's part of nature. Even things that are a violation of nature, they're rooted originally in nature. Well,
because they're only a violation of our understanding of nature.
Yeah.
They're not actual violations of anything. They're violations of our understanding of things.
Exactly.
As long as we kind of keep
biology's weird as it is.
If we keep a really, really open mind of what we're willing to like look into. That's one of the things that really trips me out. I was listening to that Terrence Howard, Joe Rogan thing today again. And I listened to it for about an hour. And it tripped me out. One of the things about the whole, the funniest thing about it is that a lot of people that haven't done any kind of schooling in any of the subjects he's talking about are the people that are like talking down on him the most. But not only that. I mean, isn't it kind of cool for somebody on their own with no formal training to start discovering all this stuff that even though people know about it already, isn't that kind of cool to watch it through like a babe's eyes? Like, hey, man, and he's come up with some cool shit. It's theoretical, like all the rest of the science. All the astrophysics, quantum, all that shit is theoretical shit. The only thing that isn't is the mathematical stuff he was doing. And that's what was kind of rubbing people the wrong way, because everything we do is based on a theory that was favored and then just became what's the norm. And so then every other theory postulated was an offshoot, basically, as long as it conformed with that original theory, which was just a theory, but is now what's considered fact. As long as it goes along with that, then it becomes a link in the chain of what the new science is. But people don't like to ever have that thought where, like, what if the original theory was all the way wrong? And then everything we were doing to prove or disprove it that was all lining up with it, all of that has to be wrong, too. It's the fruit of a poisonous tree. It can't be, you know what I mean? It's like the Big Bang shit, like that bullshit. Yeah. Like all that, like evolution. Not.
There's plenty of false theories touted as.
And when I say evolution, I don't mean like the, like you know, the species and all that. I mean, the origin of species, that Darwin shit. It was just a bunch of racist shit. And dinosaurs. And fossil fuel. There's so much bullshit. There's so much bullshit.
I mean, I don't agree with some of what I've heard Terrence say, but I think I agree with what you're saying in general, though, for sure. But, like, his specific stuff, I'd have to watch more of it to really get what his master thesis is, but what was his main thing? Like, one times one does not equal one.
Well, that's not even his main thing. That's just what got people's attention. He's basically trying to explain the ether as an element and as something real type of thing.
Just study alchemy, you'll understand what the fucking ether is. You don't need to reinvent the wheel, is the way I look.
Well, it's not exactly it, because the people that are against him, because mainstream science doesn't deal with the ether that way.
Right, because we demonize the supernatural.
Exactly. And so,
and I don't recommend dealing with the occult. I'm just saying, like, you should study things from an academic perspective.
So, and that's the biggest, that's his biggest thing. That's the reason why all the people who are given to us as scientific experts, all the people who get all the
government
funding and all that shit, these are the people that are supposed to be the voices of science and learned people that we're supposed to listen to. You can't trust any of those people. They're all owned and bought and sold and butt-fucked. None of them can be trusted. Neil deGrasse Tyson is a fucking porch monkey house nigger. And I said it, and you can leave it in the show or bleep it out if you want to. I don't care what he thinks about it. I think he's a piece of fucking shit, and he knows he's a piece of shit. And he knows the earth is fucking flat because he's in on the fucking lie. And I just don't like the way he treats people who have opposing opinions about the unknown, the truly unknown universe around us. It's unknown to you too. It's all based on these different theories and math that seems to have not changed even after the rocket age. So you mean to tell me 100 years ago, all of your measurements about space and the stars, and well, it turns out in the 50s when we started shooting men up there, all that shit turned out to be right. Nothing was wrong. Isn't that kind of weird? Isn't that kind of queer?
Well, it's like Bill Nye the Science Guy, and a lot of them, like, they get propped up as like, oh, they're the science people. You gotta trust the science. And then they rolled both of those guys out during COVID. I'm pretty sure Neil deGrasse did that too. Like, oh, you gotta get vaccinated and all that shit. Like, fuck you. You're a TV personality. That's all you fucking are. And you're not even like a good one.
Not even a good one. Real piece of garbage. Modern day Carl Sagan. Fucking.
Yeah, even Carl Sagan I don't respect. And he wasn't a dumb guy.
No, he wasn't. But he. Yeah.
No, I don't respect people who are just mouthpieces and act like they're, you know.
It's all.
Oh, I'm the best scientist right now. It's like, yeah, and Elon Musk is the richest guy on Earth. Sure. Like people who believe that are so stupid. It's fucking funny.
Even like the Google Earth map pictures of the Grand Canyon. Like if you really like know where to look, you can kind of see this shit. And the fact that they just dammed the Colorado River for the fucking Hoover Dam and just flooded thousands of years of history on purpose. Nobody accidentally destroys that much history. That level of historic destruction is on purpose, always. That's like the fucking Library at Alexandria getting burned up.
Well, they always tell you, too, in movies, even in stupid pop culture shit, Transformers 1, where's S4, the secret aliens facility for the Transformers in the Hoover Dam? Why was it formed? Because President Hoover or Truman or whatever the fuck? And that's the thing about the alien phenomenon. People are like, oh, it started in Roswell or UFOs or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, no. It was U.S. presidents who were weighing in on shit in, like, early 1900s. I think even late 1800s, that's what it is. But definitely way before, you know. If you think UFOs start in World War II, you've got a lot to catch up.
No. There's too much artwork of antiquity with flying objects in the four.
Oh, yeah. Around. Renaissance era.
Going
and back, not just the shit you see on Ancient Aliens or Discovery Channel.
Like, going back a long time, even cave art, there's shit flying through the air. Even the even the fucking pyramids. It's got shit that looks cigar-shaped shit and flying this and that. That's all a part of that shit. All that shit's always been going on. I think that there's something going on in the atmosphere or the ether. Something's going on to us. Maybe it was done to us through the food supply or the fluoride. Was this in the water or whatever?
All the above at this point.
But I firmly believe that there's things within the spectrum of light and color that we were able to see at a certain time. And I also think there was a time when there was technology perfected to be. What kind of glass is that? What's the name of that glass? It's some kind of glass that they're like the people that were looking through it. They were freaking out and claiming to see demons and dragons flying.
Yeah, it's like a dark red glass.
It starts with D or something. It's called diocene something.
Diocene glass.
Glass. But they claim that it's able to. You're able to see things through the. You know, there's things in the spectrum that are just out. Like that's why dogs can see shit and we can't. And cats and then snakes and birds and like different animals are able to react to things differently because of the way the waves are presented through the light spectrum or the sound waves, and so they're able to see it differently. And there was a time when we were able to see things a lot more than what we're able to see.
Well, another way to see it, yeah, exactly. Like there's more to this world, like it's in layers basically. Yeah. And I do think these things, there's a Vietnam story, several, and people always attribute it to the psychedelics at the time, but another way to look at it is maybe even psychedelics played a role in opening those doors or allowing one to see past the veil of reality, which is also pretty historically used for psychedelics, right? And so they're seeing, these are like American soldiers in Vietnam, and they were wearing these night vision goggles, which I think have this kind of glass, or it's the same color spectrum.
Well, what it was,
and they can see gargoyle demons.
In the old days, the night vision goggles, it was red light. And like in my era, the ones we had when I was serving, it's green. Everything has a green right. tint and a green light to it. And there's nothing special to see. I've used them a million times. They cost 7 Bravos. They cost a bunch of money. And they were heavy and they were awkward. But you could see in the dark. And it was like a greenish hue to it. Well, the way the story is told to me is in the old days, the early night vision goggles, whatever they made them out of, that type of glass or whatever this, whatever it was a red hue, a red light that was the penetrating and saturating light that gave it the image. And whatever within the light spectrum, the color spectrum, they was able, you were able to see things that, yeah. And so a lot of people were trying to make it out like, oh, it was because people were doing a lot of drugs. Let me tell you something, man. All the GIs wasn't doing drugs.
Yeah.
Okay, don't get me wrong. They had a drug problem because drug culture had gotten really big in the United States. And then these guys were overseas where there's the best dope in the world. But you got to remember, even when drug culture at its largest, there's only a very small percentage of people that shoot fucking heroin, that use heroin. That's never been such a popular drug that everybody did it. Because too many people die from it. The better it is, the more your junkies don't last long. The higher you get, the more careless they get, the more you shoot up, you're gonna die. So I refuse to believe that, you know, all these guys are just out there strung out on that fucking opium and fuck. Nah, yeah, maybe some of them. But I firmly believe that those glasses that now you can't find anywhere and they don't make that way anymore. I firmly believe that you were seeing shit. I think it was old world technology. It was old world technology fused with new world technology, and it was allowing people to see things behind the veil in between layers.
No, absolutely.
Because I don't think the dragons were actually coming for them, but they were able to see them. It was like X-ray specs through the veil, through the layers of the,
well, I think dragons are something different. I think there are humanoid demon like creatures that are like winged, you know, for sure. For sure. And even if it's all etheric or whatever, they exist on some plane of existence and can interact with reality when we tap into their light spectrum that we can see them. And I think it sounds like science fiction, sounds like folklore, sounds like religion, but that's because it's been telling you, that's my takeaway from all this. It's like, yeah, if something's in fiction, that's one thing, but if it's in everything else too, yeah. It's just a truth. Yeah. It's a really weird truth of the unknown. But it's still part of reality to some degree.
I like that you said that, because another one, you know, another one that's like that, it's the exact same example that you just made, is dinosaurs. Dinosaurs aren't anywhere before 1870, but dragons are everywhere. Yeah. Throughout human history, dragons are everywhere. And then all of a sudden, in 18-something, there were dinosaurs. Never before, and nobody's been finding any bones after, and every bone apparently that's on display in any museum is a replica, and then the rest of the thing is like built around it according to their shit, and there's some secret files, probably that big room where they got the Ark of the Covenant, and that's where the dinosaur bones supposedly are. And if there are any dinosaur bones, I think that they're the remnants of dragons.
Yeah, no, I think most now museums of anything, it's replicas that you're dealing with. The interesting shit is in the storage, especially if it's controversial. It's going to be in the basement or the archives or whatever.
And then, like, it turns out that
the Smithsonian.
It's been the Smithsonian's job to destroy history and alter it. It seems. It seems that it's been the job, the number one motivation of the Smithsonian people is to get a hold of everything that's historically relevant and then like destroy it or hide it or change it or bastardize the history of it. Like, we don't have anything.
And who owns them? The Rockefellers, who,
of course, man,
come from oil money. They bought a big pharma.
Who are the Orsinis, who go back to the fucking, go back to the fucking before the Vatican. They go back to Samaria. They go back to, like, these were like the, there's a handful of families who never lost track of their lineage from the beginning of this go-round.
Yeah.
So like 11,500 years ago. So these people have never lost track of their lineage since they're what you call post-diluvian. These are people from after the flood.
Oh, yeah.
Samaria.
Diluvian,
yeah. Post-diluvian. After the flood receded in Samaria, when humanity started over and agriculture started and all that shit, that's where they're from, and they can trace their lineage to that. Through dynastic fucking Egypt and all that shit. And then into the Vatican and the Greece and Rome. Well, like,
that's why I'm open to the royal family shape-shifting shit. Because it's like, if these lineages are as old and you know, Babylonian and whatnot as we think they might be, then yeah, it's very possible, if not exactly what's going
on. Yeah.
You know? And it's certain, I found that David Icke thing pretty interesting. We talked about on the last podcast where he goes, they have to be the right blood type, but then they have to merge with this entity that's like, in my view, demonic or some spectrum of demonic. Maybe it's like still physically alive and mortal to some extent. I don't know how it works, but the evidence speaks for itself. And there's so many stories, you know, and whether it's in pop culture or it's like an actual like, dude, this is what happened to me kind of story. Like to me, there's a lot of evidence for really, really weird shit. And I'm not even here to say what it means. I'm just here to say that, like, I'm here to say call the sky blue, you know, with everything that we're talking about. You know, it's not really about even making a point other than the point is everybody's lying to you about everything. And when you look into any of these things we're talking about, you realize, like, for more than, like, seriously, for, like, you know, asking real questions and looking into stuff, you realize, like, oh, we've been controlled and lied to. Who owns the textbook game? Who owns, you know, Rothschilds, McGraw-Hill? All the textbooks I grew up on, especially in public school, are bullshit. It's just, we really got to rethink everything, if we're being honest with ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got to pick up. 10:35, I got to pick up Rihanna's machete. We're good. I got time. Car's outside.
All right. Do you have 15 minutes more? We'll be set.
All right. So that's why I really think the closest to me, I mean, we can't afford to go to, what was Mesopotamia? What is that now, Iraq? Like Samaria and all that shit. What is
yeah, it? And I ain't going over there.
Spacing, but. So, as far as like that whole thing, that lineage thing from then, though, from the post-Diluvian people, that Felicity, California, that's supposed to be, that's going to be our closest like door to some Rothschild shit we can get. So I say we just go.
I'm not trying to get close to the Rothschild.
Let's go investigate the place. Let's not be pussies. We're not going to sign any creepy documents or take any oaths. We're just going to go on the regular touristy tour. If it gets weird, we'll leave.
I'm bringing my Uzi. That's all I got to say.
Well, it's fine. My gun's under the seat. I don't know bullets then. But
for self-defense, just to
clarify. For self-defense.
Okay. I would never. I'm otherwise a pacifist, except for defending my right to be alive and to retain my right to my soul. So.
Hey, I think the snakes are digging out on the heat lamp. They came out of today. We'll include a clip of the snakes eating live mice in the show one day.
Yeah.
Soon that'll be cool.
That'll be fun.
Be fun for footage.
I'm sure we'll get canceled for that.
I would also like to, and I'm going to do it on my own and maybe do a minor presentation on our next recording of what I found so far just through looking at online satellite maps of the actual Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to look some stuff up and see what I can find, and I'm going to go over that next week.
I think I showed you I mapped out like Antarctica, weird shit that other people have found, but, you know, I just congregate them or whatever. It's really, yeah, there's a lot of shit on Google Earth. And like satellite stuff that we could get into. We can make really the whole show even just about that for a little while.
I'd love to have somebody to go to the fucking Antarctica area, to the ice wall type shit. I'd love to have enough money for us to go do some shit.
We need a military escort though.
So. Yeah.
That's all right. We'll be governor one day. We'll be president.
Well, hell.
Might not be of the United States, but we'll be president.
But we're planning a lot of fun trips. There's some really fun content of some really interesting people. And we hope you'll like it a lot. It's coming up soon. It's going to be starting this month. Our first series is going to be road trips. It's going to be North American road trips. I don't know how comfortable you are in going down to the Yucatan.
That's a drive. Yeah. I mean, I'm used to like 10-hour drives, 14-hour drives, 28-hour drives.
Okay, that's good. Well, we're good. But I think there's enough creepy stuff of urban legend and folklore in North America that we could just drive around and have a good time.
Yeah, that was my thought too. Yeah, I think doing that would be fun and
take the dogs. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Now a lot of historical sites, archaeological sites, old buildings. We'll try to do like a mud flood, you know, spots too, like spots where like it might be exposed still. The
Tartarian architecture.
Like levels downward, you know?
And the different parts of the architecture, the shit up on the rooftops.
Assuming the shit's not destroyed anyway.
Yeah.
I assume there's got to be leftovers.
There's got to be leftovers, that shit.
Yeah. It's time that America wakes up, and we're here to help wake you up, because it's a painful process. We're not going to hold your hand, but we're going to hand you a beer and a blunt, and we're going to talk you through the crazy shit that's going on out there and how you've been lied to, okay? Because we were lied to.
Yeah.
There were times, I mean, I've always, hated the man and questioned the system, obviously, but there were times where I, like you, at home, listening, watching, was also a fool, okay? Sort of. It was still awesome, but, you know, kind of foolish. You trust things, you think, oh, 1776 was all about tea, thrown in the harbor, then you learn, fast forward, you know, high school, I'm realizing, not because of my teachers, but thanks to my own, you know, addiction to the truth, found out it's all about the Freemasons, fucking pretending to be, dressing up as Indians,
yeah,
you know, Freemasons doing hate crimes or whatever the fuck with the tea. I don't even know if that's a hate crime, but, you know, nowadays you'd be canceled, okay? It's like pulling a Justin Trudeau, fucking, you know, and that's all it was. That's all it was, man.
This is where you clip, you come in here with your bag of friends. This is where
coming here with your friends, fucking all the party.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, but, you know, that was like a 2% tax, and now we're fucking at, what, 40% or whatever the fuck? Yeah. And sales tax and shit.
And also, we're going to give you some inside looks at some custom car builds we're doing. And our move to, basically, we got some land, and we're going to make our own home/production studio, and it's semi-local and very off-grid, but it's we want to kind of share the building process and some of this shit. Yeah. We're gonna have some killer
DIY,
some killer content from you, a lot of funny shit, because Jake is very, very intelligent, but I think that he's gonna be
don't knock yourself, you're pretty smart yourself.
I have my moments, but I think he's gonna be learning a lot of different stuff with a lot of the, I think Jake is more of a, he's very tech savvy, way more than I, and that's more of his generational, the leanings for with education and you know, the cool guys know how to do shit like that. When I was younger, like the cool guys built shit and fixed stuff and all that stuff. So I'm like the remnants of that.
But that's why it's a good team, because, like, you know, mechanical shit, you know, even electrical and all that stuff for building, like, we can get shit made.
Between the two of us, man.
It's like Ocean's 11, you know, you get everybody that you need for the operation.
Between the two of us, we can get some shit done, so we're going to, I'm in honor of MCRD, the Marine Corps Recruit Depot, where I started years ago, which is made up of Quonset huts.
Yeah.
We're going to, and the old TV studios were made up of Quonset.
Dude, we need to have, I kind of want to make it look like a military base, just to be, just for laughs. Like, it's just, yeah.
And we're going to have a big berm, a big earthen berm.
We're going to have our own Area 51. It's going to be like the classified projects.
But we're going to make, like, basically a motion picture and television studio lot made of warehouse buildings and Quonset huts. And
we'll grow food.
We'll grow and raise food there.
We'll have
vehicles
and shit.
And we'll make the podcast mothership, as it were. Very popular term these days. But the pod ship.
He's already got mothership. Damn it, Joe Rogan.
But the pod, but like basically like the podcast, you know, the location will become permanent, and it'll be like kick ass. And even if it'll be a bunker, fuck it. But we're gonna hook it up. In homage to Alex Jones, who helped us all so much and delivers us from evil every day.
Amen to that. No, God be with Alex Jones. Now, man, if we can get Alex ever on our show, that would
just,
be...
Yeah, just for a minute, that'd be awesome.
Just to thank him. I don't even want him to... You know, I'd like him to talk, obviously. But, you know, I would spend, like, the first 20 minutes being like, God bless you and your fight, and holy shit, I'm sorry the shit you had to go through. And there's a lot of people like that. He's not the only one. But, like, at this point, if you're not on the InfoWars and Alex Jones train, man. I don't know.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be our initial permanent setup, and then once we reach some lot of government success, we're gonna leave this fucking fruit fucking bowl called California forever and never come back here.
It's true what they say, all the fruits and nuts roll down to to California.
So, I think we're Texas bound, bro.
Well, not maybe long term, but you know, I'd like to be somewhere a little cooler. The summers get hot as fuck, man. I mean, you see how I burn.
Okay, man.
I don't even know if I'll survive the desert, man. I'll have to fucking be on IVs.
No. We're not going out for... Don't ever think I'm going to have me in the desert without air conditioning. This is going to be a cooled building. It's going to be like a refrigerator.
It better be.
It's going to be like a refrigerator.
Otherwise, I'll age like super quick, like those old people in, what's that, Tucson or whatever?
Oh, fuck.
I'm just going to be wrinkly.
You'll just turn into a catcher's mitt.
I'm just going to be a wrinkly old bean and a shit ton of heart, you know?
So he's shitty. It'll be okay, man, because it's the desert at elevation. We'll build enough indoor and semi-indoor to where when you're really on the grounds there, you have no really real reason to be out in the direct sunlight like that. And if you are, you're getting into your car and leaving. It's not one of those places where, I mean, if you want to play and do some shit outside, you do it at a certain time of day. You know, yeah. If the heat, the height of the day and the sun's beating down, you're not going to be. And then in the wintertime, we get actual snow, bro. It snows there. And that's going to be super gnarly because I heard white people get sunburned in the snow because the glare of the sun bouncing off the snow. These white kids that I used to go to school with, they used to go skiing, and they always had these sunburns right here.
Yeah.
From the sunshine bouncing up off the snow coming up.
I thought it's because they were eating pussy. I don't know.
Easy.
Yeah. But can we not say pussy on YouTube?
Can't, I think we can.
Bringing it all back. Pussy, faggot, retard.
Retard.
You might have to bleep some of these.
No, it's just right. I bet you they'll only make us fucking bleep faggot.
Yeah.
They won't make you bleep nigger, retard, fuck, none of that other shit. Like 10 different slurs. You can even fuck with the Jews for a little bit, but you better not be fucking say faggot because they're going to bleep it.
Dude, that's what I couldn't get over the Jiminy Glick shit. Like, there's so many, he did so many Jiminy Glick segments on the Jews, which was really, they were really fucking hilarious too. Because no matter who you are, no matter Jew you are, you got to laugh at yourself. Okay.
Martin Short's life part of life.
And part of my not story. Just Martin Short, but life short. So you gotta laugh. I laugh with and at pretty much everybody. So I'm an equal opportunist comedian.
I think I ate too many of those commies, dude.
I only had two.
I think I had like
I six. I warned you about those.
And like six or seven of them.
These octopus arms are normal, right?
That's good. I gotta go back out to work.
Shit, you did good. Yeah, I'm good on smoking it, by the way.
Yeah, damage is done.
Damage is done. I gotta fucking.
Driving really fast snaps me out of being high.
I'm going to need, like, an adrenaline injection or something.
Oh, well, we'll see what we got. Hey, man, we're gonna tap back in. We're going to do a couple of shows. We're going to do a few of these. My birthday is July 15th, and it's not particularly special or anything. But we can, if you're not busy, if you want to record again tomorrow, because I really like to spend a few hours tomorrow doing the Grand Canyon stuff research, and maybe we could... Even if it's just a segment that we could add.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool. It'd
be awesome.
Okay, cool. Might tag it on to this episode, depending on when I publish. We will see
what the rest of the summer brings. But upcoming is going to be a real big deal construction for us, our level. My brother, he kind of looked down his nose at it. And he was like, well, the really nice ones, you know, people put money into that. And that's where our labor comes in. We can make it really, really dope. Really, really, really dope. The first one we're building is going to be the liver. And then after that, I think we'll have enough equity to just start financing steel buildings for, like, we need a big, giant warehouse to do all of our... And that'll just be the weird matter. That all the weird man. Like, everything. That'll be the weird production house. It'll be
both dressed like Willy Wonka for no reason.
Or Doc Brown. Like, we could, like, every day, every time somebody shows up, we're like some weird, eccentric characters from a movie. So one day I'll just be Dr. Emmett Brown walking around.
I'm always wearing, like, a life jacket. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I got a plane coming in, so.
Well, it's been real.
It's been real. We'll tap back in real soon. We're not going to put as much. Hey, Abel. We're not going to put as many gaps in between these. We'll get a few in this month.
Yeah. I'm trying to be weekly. Get it.
And probably July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd will be our road trip. I mean, it's summer. It's blistering. You want to go to Big Sur? Is there any kind of, that's beach and it's...
I mean, you know, I don't know about Big Sur. I'm sure there might be something up there, but what's it called? Big Bear. I know it has some Bigfoot stories for sure.
That's Inland Empire, man. It's going to be 110 degrees. I ain't going up there.
I didn't know it was that bad.
We'll figure something out, though.
All right.
But we'll see you real soon. And the universe is weird. And we're here to be weird with it.
That's right.
I don't know how much time I got left on this earth. I want to get real weird with it.
Well, that's just weird.
That's just weird.
Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Calling all freaks now. Jump.